And welcome back to WSHIT's Focus on Your Health. Of course, tonight's focus is going to be turkey measles all over Crabapple Township. One of the worst outbreaks this township has ever seen, and we have seen some turkey measles. We invited WSHIT's special medical correspondent and the preeminent expert on turkey measles, Dr. Alexander Equestrian. Doctor, recently you've shared on Facebook some brand new breakthrough medication that you believe may cure the turkey measles. How exactly did you make this discovery? Tell us more. Uh-huh. Is that so? Interesting. Do tell. Yes, I know your crazy Aunt Lucinda. Pictures or it didn't happen. Doctor, one more question. We know that Facebook and Twitter are some of the most reliable sources of medical information. Why is Mark Zuckerberg not the current Surgeon General? Well, Doctor, I can tell you right now, you've been right on the money 100% of the time. You heard it here first, straight from the horse's mouth. Turkey measles, soon to be a thing of the past. We'll be back after this commercial break.
Hey, TCB. What's up? It's Jeff Dwoskin from Live from Detroit, the Jeff Dwoskin Show, your second favorite podcast. Happy 100 episodes. Oh my God, I'm so excited for you. I'm so excited. You know what else is 100 years this year? Betty Crocker.
Hey, Chrissy and Brian. Congratulations on your 100 episodes. Best to you guys.
And Cheez-Its are 100 years old.
Happy 100 episodes to the TCB team. You guys rock. Best to you.
The first polygraph was created in 1921. I'm not lying.
Happy 100 episodes.
100 episodes.
Happy 100 to you. To you.
Hi, Brian and Chrissy. It's Roxanne. I'm one of your biggest fans. Happy 100th episode. And a big congratulations to you both. Thank you for all the laughs along the way, for your horrible relationship advice, and for all the other useless information you've shared that now fills my head. Best to you. Bye.
Rodney and Jack is safe. Best to you guys. Happy 100.
Happy 100.
Happy 100, Brian.
Hey, you guys are doing a great job, man. Happy 100.
Congratulations on 100 episodes.
Congratulations on 100.
The commercial break is the greatest thing since sliced bread. Congratulations, you guys.
Best to you.
On this episode of the commercial break.
Oh, you have like the Chinese pillow screen behind you from IKEA. Yeah. And Jeff's in the background like, hey, Brian. Hey, man, doing a show over here. Cool, dude. Catch up with you later.
All right. Y'all's little project.
Yeah. Jeff and I are going to start a company at one time or something. Yeah. Jeff and I were going to start 12 companies at one time, I think. Every time we get drunk, we have a new company we're starting. And then we set a meeting for it, and it never happens. It's like, okay, next Wednesday, we're going to get all the decision makers on the phone. Since you always joke about making a few dollars, how much does the show actually make? Well, Lady never kisses and tells, but I will say this. It's in the hundreds of dollars yearly.
This is a passion project.
This is a passion project. Well, but while we're at it, I'd like to thank our new sponsor, HelloFresh.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
All right, last one.
Last one. Here we go. What does it mean to be a brony? Is it a man that loves brownies? A man that is...
I wish.
A man that is fan of My Little Pony? A gay brother? Or someone who doesn't want to get a COVID vaccine?
A gay brother.
A gay brother? What's up, brony?
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
It's another episode of The Commercial Break! Woo! Yet another episode of The Commercial Break. Take two.
Thank you.
Welcome to the commercial break. I'm Brian Green. This is Kristen Oatley and
Happy holidays.
Best to you, Kristen.
Best to you, Brian.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. BG. Thanks for joining us. Happy 100th anniversary episode.
Oh, my God, 100.
Look at
Happy
that.
100.
Look at that. They told us we wouldn't make it. They told us we wouldn't reach superstardom. They told us we wouldn't be the most popular show in podcasting history. And they may have been right.
Yeah.
But we did do one thing that you didn't think we were going to do. We weren't going to make it to episode number 100. We're here.
Big deal.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
We made it to 100.
Yes.
Which makes us better, or makes us more prolific than 90% of the podcasts that ever get started out there.
Right.
So from that standpoint, we're still rather unsuccessful, but at least we made it to 100.
It's easy to start one.
Hi,
not
Brian.
Easy to continue it.
Hi, Brian. It's your mom. Oh, wait. I think mom's on the phone.
Hi, Brian. Hi, Oatley.
Hi, Mrs.
How are you?
Green.
I'm good. I got a little bit of the virus.
Uh-oh.
A little bit of the vid, if you know what I mean, Oatley. I think I might have got it from Irving. We were kissing.
Oh,
yeah. Brian tells me you're turning 100 episodes old. That's so sweet.
Thank you. We couldn't have done it without your support.
Thank you. You guys are doing great. When I told Brian, I said, when you start that television show, I know you're going to be so successful.
Mm-hmm. The vlog.
The vlog. Chrissy. It's me, Brian's mom. So I'm here.
I'll be right there.
Yeah,
I'm awake.
Thanks so much. I'm looking for your show on the television here at the hospital. I just can't find it.
Oh.
What channel do you think it is? Currently stuck on a channel and they're only speaking Spanish.
Oh, well, change it.
But the guys are good looking. Mm. I'm ready. I'm rested and ready.
Go, Mom, go.
We have an outbreak of syphilis at the retirement home.
Oh.
It's a really bad situation.
Oh, my God.
Luckily, if Irving doesn't have it, I had him tested.
Oh, that's good.
But he doesn't really use his lower half of his body anymore, if you know what I mean. Yeah, who's that guy that's helping you guys out? Frankie B?
Oh, Frankie B.
Yeah,
yes.
Brian said help. Frankie B's helping him with his... with it, pumping him
tips,
up.
Tips and tricks.
Getting him stiff. I think that's what he said. Okay, guys, congratulations on 100. Gotta
Thank
let you go
you.
Now.
Bye.
It's always nice when mom stops by. Mommy is in the hospital with coronavirus. That is a true story. She'll make it, though. She's fine.
Yep,
as
she
says,
up.
She's getting the colloquial antibodies. That's what she called it. You know what they call it? The colloquials. I said, oh, yeah, they're giving you the colloquials. Yeah, they're giving me the colloquials. Everything's going to be fine. The coconut thing, you know. I'm
coconut.
Like, I don't know what you're talking about, Mom. Monoclonal antibodies? Was that what they call it?
Yeah.
Regeneron, I think
Something
is the
like that.
Official term for it. Okay, so we're 100 episodes in. Congratulations.
Yes.
Would you have ever thunk that this would have happened? Did you imagine we'd be 100 episodes in?
I mean, last week I did.
Go. This morning I woke up and I'm like, we got a 50-50 shot of getting this done today. I feel good. And you know what? I was right. We have a 50-50 shot of getting it done.
Mm-hmm.
If I take myself way back to episode number one or two, when we had just gotten started and we were, you know, on shitty microphones and looking in these bad cameras at each other and just trying to figure out exactly what
I'm
the commercial break was.
I'm crouched down in my bedroom trying to steady myself on
you
like
have
a
like the
pillow.
Chinese screen behind you from IKEA.
Yeah.
And Jeff's in the background like, hey, bro! Hey, man, doing a show over here. Cool, dude. Catch up with you later.
Yeah. All right. Y'all's little project.
Yeah. Jeff and I are going to start a company at one time or something.
Yeah.
Jeff and I were going to start 12 companies at one time, I think. Every time we get drunk, we have a new company we're starting. And then we set a meeting for it, and it never happens. It's like, okay, next Wednesday, we're going to get all the decision makers on the phone. We're going to get all the key players involved.
Yeah. Sounds like a good idea.
We're still waiting for that phone call to happen on the first idea. Anyway, when I look back on episode number one or two, I remember thinking to myself, I think if this becomes like a 10-episode thing and we get to share it with our friends and family, I think that would be really cool. Or if we made it to episode number 20, I'd feel really proud of ourselves because I knew statistically that most podcasts don't make it past episode number 7, let alone 20. And here we are 100 episodes in, and I got to think.
That's so exciting.
I got to thank you, first of all, for being my partner on this crazy, crazy ride that's been the commercial break.
I know. It has been so fun. It's actually served the purpose of breaking throughout the life, you know,
throughout throughout the pandemic.
Yeah. I mean, you can get so in your head just now, even, you know, with other stuff that's going on, it's nice for us to come into our little bubble.
It is. It's like a little happy bubble where we get to be creative and we get to create. And the crazy thing is that there are people, the crazy thing to me is there are people out there that have been responding to whatever it is we're creating in here.
Yes.
When podcasting can be a lonely thing, and I'm glad I have Hoadley with me, but even then it can still be a lonely thing because you talk into this microphone and you don't get in any kind of instant feedback. I mean, I've said this a million times to however many people have asked me, if it wasn't for Hoadley, I wouldn't be doing the show anymore because it's Hoadley that gives me the feedback that I need to keep the show kind of driving, right? If I didn't have that in the room or if I had it in a different way, a way that wasn't so comfortable, I don't think that I would still be here doing this for sure. I don't even think I would have done episode number one, to be honest with you, if I'm being real honest with you.
I love it. I love you.
I love you too.
This has been great. Yeah. And we've been able to really keep in touch with our friendship.
Yeah, that's true. It's like another level, another layer, another chapter of the friendship has been the commercial break chapter. And I got to say, it's probably one of the more exciting chapters.
Right.
I mean, you know, the getting drunk at the Braves game was a cool chapter too. Or my girlfriend just committed suicide. Oh, no, she didn't. That was a cool chapter also. But what I do have to say, and I just want to thank a couple people and then we'll get to it because I know you don't want to hear a big long speech. So I won't give a big long speech.
As you clear your throat.
Yeah, as I just like to get on my notes here for a second. I'd like to thank the Academy. I'd like to give it up to the big man in the sky.
That's right.
The one who makes it all possible. The one who makes it all possible. The one who makes it all possible. My landlord. my son who gives us the time. I want to thank I want to thank the audience, single person, every single individual person out there who has downloaded over the months, over the years, whatever it is, however long you've been listening. I want to really appreciate the fact that you listen. I appreciate even more the people who talk to us and, you know, reach out, they comment and they text message and they email and they support the show in whichever way they've supported the show. And, you know who you are. I don't need to go through the list, but there are some people that I would like to name.
Names. You name names.
I'm going to give you the list of names. I'd like to thank, first and foremost, I want to thank my wife, who without her, this show would never have happened, period, end of sentence.
Yep.
She's the one who drove me to get on a microphone and do something creatively. To do something, anything.
Stop talking to me. Get on a microphone.
I think she just wanted me out of her hair. She's like, is there anything else you can do besides stare at me all day long? I think she wanted some place for the bad jokes to go.
Exactly.
She was like, okay, real funny. Do that on a microphone and then put it out to people and see if they like it. I don't care. I don't give a shit. I want to thank my wife, her love and support to for both of us and for the show. She's our biggest cheerleader, always has been, and we love her for it. So thank you very much, Astrid. Jeff, who I know who has probably wanted to wring my neck at times over this fucking commercial break. Like, really, dude? Really?
Like, no, I can't do that with you. I've got to go record the commercial break.
Did he just call
you?
He's
like, you're still doing that?
That's that show still on? That show still on? Wow. You guys are keep going, huh? In spite of all credible evidence to the contrary, you guys keep going. He's probably like, did Brian just call you at 11:30 at night and say he had to re-record the episode again? It's not like 6 weeks in a row. Jeff has been ultra supportive
very supportive.
Ways we can't begin to explain.
We just had our 3-year anniversary.
I know.
Too.
Happy anniversary
Thank
to you.
You.
And then I want to thank the bit players who are anything but bit players, and that's Gustavo, who has always been helping out functionally, producing the show, cutting the clips, helping us out, giving us content ideas. Tina Cano, who has been a good friend of the show and has done the same. Our brothers, our family, everybody who is out there.
Rachel
mm-hmm. McGrath, for sure. Yep.
Allison Hare has
been a huge supporter of the show. So I want to thank them. And there's so many more that I know. You won't know and you probably don't care. But I just want you to know that it takes a village to make this idiot sound like I was going to say good, but I'm not even sure that's true. You know who you are. We love you very much. Thank you for all of your support and love throughout the years. Okay, let's – okay, now that I'm done with the speech, let's get to the show, okay?
Okay.
www.tcbpodcast.com is where you can go to find out more about Chrissy and I, read all the show notes, listen to all the audio, watch all the video, and if you're so inclined, please follow us on Instagram at The Commercial Break. You can find content that you can't find anywhere else on that Instagram. I'm doing reels. We're having fun.
Yeah.
You know, and we only have real followers. I just want you to know that. We have never once bought a follower on Instagram, which is the reason why we still stuck at 700 to 800 followers. I see other podcasts that have like 26,000 followers, and then I realize they get 2 likes on each post.
Right.
And I'm like, holy fucking shit, man. That's pretty obvious. But I guess, I don't know, maybe they
each
just
to their own.
To each their own. Maybe they like those big numbers.
We like whatever. Real.
Yeah, we like real numbers. We like real low numbers. We like real numbers, real low numbers. So go to the website, go to Instagram, youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. If you would subscribe, you can watch all of the episodes there. And we do a lot of clips there too. So please do that. It helps the show in ways that I can't even explain. I don't want to explain. It doesn't really fucking matter. You get it. That's why everyone says like and subscribe.
Hit,
like
smash it.
Smash that subscribe button. It's right over here. It's right over. And that's not Hody's tit. That's there you go.
I was pointing to that side. Yeah,
I know. We have a, if you've seen our YouTube channel, we have a subscribe thing on the thing. And Hody's tits happen to be right there. So I'm like pointing to her tits. Yeah. Point on her tits. Smash that subscribe
smash
tits.
Frankie be would approve. Yes.
And I want to tell you that we're going to be at Memfo Fest 2021. Widespread Panic, the Yvette Brothers, Lucinda Williams. Who else?
Waxahachie.
Billy Pumas. Strings, Black Pumas.
Yep, Nathaniel Rateliff.
Yeah, it goes on and on. And we're so excited.
Tons.
And we're partnering with CastBox to be there live and doing recordings there. We're going to be recording episodes right there. And we may even go live on Fireside. So download Fireside. You know the drill with Fireside Chat. Mm-hmm. And so we want to thank Memfo very much, who has so far treated us very well. And, you know, we're going to go have a good time. And I'm sure we're all going to get locked back in the house again right after that. So that's it. Memfo, bail not included. Memfo, your girl doesn't really want to go. Don't drag her to that show. Memfo, you're too old to be camping. That should be Memfo's. That should definitely
Well, there's
be.
No camping at Memfo. Anyway,
I know. That's so, exactly why.
They said you're too old to be camping.
Memfo, you're too old for that shit. Memfo, doesn't your job drug test? Memfo, why do your kids smell like patchouli? Okay, so here's what I decided to do a couple of weeks ago. Now, I want you to understand one thing. I'm going to say it once, and then I don't want to bring down the whole show. But Chrissy and I had huge intentions for episode number 100, including bringing back some of your favorite characters and some of your favorite guests. But because of some family stuff that's been going on between the both of us, like my mom being in the hospital with coronavirus, our production schedule shrunk this week. And so we will continue to do things throughout the hundreds that we'll make up for. But one of the things that we really wanted to do and that I got a chance to put together was we had people write in some questions for us.
Oh.
Okay. So there's two things that we're going to do. And the first one is we have some folks who, some, I call them super fans, who wrote in some questions for us, and they'd like answers. So I'm going to give them answers.
They're looking for answers.
Everyone's looking for answers from the commercial break. If there's one place you want to get concise, accurate information, it's the commercial break. By the way, they're back. The reviews are back. People are back reviewing our show. It's not our show you're reviewing.
I saw that.
Did you see that?
Yes.
One person put 5 stars. Thanks. Thanks. What? Who are these people?
I saw that. Thanks.
Something suspicious is going on. And then they're again with, you know, the best political advice on the net. And I'm like, what? On the net? Are you looking for Rush Limbaugh? He's dead.
AOL's calling.
Yeah, I know. It's really weird. It's really weird. But, you know, at least they're leaving good reviews. Hey, I guess it could be worse.
Yeah,
it could be bad reviews. Yes. You know what? Do us a favor. If you would, please subscribe to the podcast. And on Apple, even if you don't use Apple to listen to it every time, subscribe on Apple and leave us a review. And let's drown out some of these other commercial break reviews that we're getting because it looks ridiculous. You go to the commercial break and you think it's a fucking political news show. It's anything but. I mean, I realize that this is where you get your information, but it's just dumb shit.
About the, the wolves in the wild that have morphed into vampires.
Yeah.
Isn't that a show we reviewed?
No, we didn't do Vampire. We did Vampires. We'll get there.
A wolf vampire.
Yeah, we'll get there.
Hunting wolf vampires.
We're going to do ASMR pretty quick. And wait until we get to ASMR. Yeah. Oh, my God. That's creepy. That shit is creepy. That ASMR shit. Uh-huh. Okay, here's some questions that have been sent in by some TCB super fans. Let's just say that. I want to I'll thank the people who sent in the questions. You know who you are. Okay, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Why? I think this is for me. Why do you insist on calling Jeff Bezos... Jeff Bezos. Or wait, is it the other way around? Do I say Jeff Bezos and it's actually Jeff Bezos?
I think it's
Bezos.
Yeah.
Why do I insist on it? That's a stupid fucking question. I don't know. Why do I insist on doing it? Have you heard me? Have you taken the time to listen to the commercial break? I'm all over the place.
Yes.
Half of my information isn't correct. I'm constantly missaying and misspelling words. Don't even... This is a stupid question. I'm an idiot. That's why. Oh, here's one. Okay, here's I think this is controversial.
Oh.
Why have you and Chrissy never hooked up? I'll let you go first on that one.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think they're probably... Well, you were married when we first met.
I was married.
And I never have dated married men, so that's there's right. that. And then we just kind of became too good of friends then, because then once you got divorced, then you were dating a lot of other girls. And I was like, oh, that's who he likes. Okay, well, no, that's not going to happen. And after a while, it just seemed like it would make things weird. We worked together.
Yeah, I think that was probably the prevailing sentiment, at least in my mind, is that the people that I worked with, I did not want to be involved with in any way, shape, or form. Yeah. Because it was my first like real like office job at a company, a big company. I had only worked for startups before and only worked for startups after, if that tells you anything. Uh-huh. But I believe that I didn't want
to. And then I was in relationships.
Yeah, you were in relationships and I was in relationships.
It just never happened. Yeah. And so thank God.
And I thank God, honestly. Yeah. And you know, we have other friends that are female that I have not hooked up with. Mm-hmm. And then there are a lot of friends that I have hooked up with. I mean, that's just that we're not friends anymore.
That's the
reason why. Why did we never hook up? Yeah. I don't know the exact reason every single time. And I'm sure there were moments in the past where it was like, huh, right? But it just never was the thing.
No, we just always had like a love for each other.
Correct.
Yeah.
A love that did not include my penis.
Yes.
That's just it. So there you go. There's your answer. Good question. Yes. We get that one all the time, by the way. We've actually had other podcasts talk about... like we've had other podcasts on their podcast talking about the commercial break and saying, oh, they've hooked up. No doubt. They're fucking. No doubt.
No.
You're wrong. We didn't. We haven't. Since you always joke about making a few dollars, how much does the show actually make? Well, Lady never kisses and tells, but I will say this. It's in the hundreds of dollars yearly.
This is a passion project.
This is a passion project. Well, but while
we'd like
we're
for it while to be we're more. At it,
I'd like to thank our new sponsor, HelloFresh.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd like to thank our new sponsor, Bravanka Cooler 3000 with vibrating rabbit and extender.
Yeah, how much have we made versus how much have we spent?
This might be part of the reason why. Yeah, this might be part of the reason why Chrissy never hooked up with me, because she's like, I can't make a dollar to save his life. It's broke as a joke. She's like, I'd like to date someone that actually makes money, that can afford to take me out places.
It's not that much.
It's not that much,
but it could be more if you would.
Could be more, if you
sponsors.
Fucking bought some shit. If it's your problem. We just started taking on sponsorships at the beginning of the year. Mm-hmm. You have to have so many downloads to be attractive to ad networks, who are essentially outsourced sales teams. We belong to AdvertiseCast. We love them very much. Mm-hmm. They're a great. Ad network that supports independent creators like us, mostly independent creators like us, and we are exclusive with them. And the truth is, it takes some time for that stuff to build up. Mm-hmm. And part of the challenge of having a podcast like ours, and you want to make money, is there's only a few avenues that you can go. We don't sell books. We're not doing get rich quick schemes. We're not, right. You know, we're not selling you a course. We're not telling you to come to the fucking Hilton for an hour long real estate seminar. Though we should do that. We could do that. Yeah. I could do that. Hey, you too. You too can lose $1,000 every minute. Join Brian Green's How to Lose Money in Real Estate Seminar. And we'd like to be making more.
We would.
But it takes time. These things take time to build up. And so that's when you hear those commercials.
We're inching
toward it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. When you hear those commercials, it's important that you use the URLs and the special codes to buy stuff, because that tells the sponsors that we're actually doing the job. I'm not saying that's not happening. I'm saying that can support the show in ways. But we're relatively new on the ad scene. And we understand that it takes time, so we're not complaining. It's just the way that it is. And in the future, one of the things that Chrissy and I have told each other we'd like to do, and we believe there are a few cities that will support this kind of thing.
Madison Square Garden.
That's where we're going next. the Chattanooga Children's Science Museum. Waffle House on Fulton Industrial Boulevard.
Waffle House for sure.
Welcome to the show.
We left our shoes there last time. Anyways.
Waffle House. We have your shoes. Waffle House. Your girlfriend broke up with you.
We're waiting for you.
Yeah, we're waiting for
Take
you.
Take a nap in the car. We'll see you back in here.
Waffle House. You told your girlfriend to fuck off. That's why she's still here with us. We'll keep her warm for you.
What episode was that Waffle House?
I don't know, but that was a good one.
It was really funny.
I think it's Waffle House, we have your shoes. I think that's what it is. It must be. It must
or
be
your
in the
credit
60s.
Card.
Or yeah, or your credit card. I think it's we have your shoes. Memfo, bail not included. Memfo, you're too old for that shit.
That's how we're going.
Memfo, everybody buys VIP. Yeah, exactly. That's why you can't see the stage. we're getting there. Support our sponsors. You know how it goes.
Yes.
If you had to eat one type of food for the rest of your life, what type of food would you eat?
Well, this is a trick question because would you be able to, you know, maintain your weight, or would you just completely get a heart attack? Because mine would be bacon.
I actually threw that.
Mine's bacon.
I actually threw the care out the world. Bacon, but that's not a type of food. I think he or she means like Mexican, Chinese.
Oh, okay.
What kind of food would you eat?
Ooh, Asian, I think.
Asian?
I love
I would Asian eat food. The cheeseburger type of food, okay. Whatever that is.
American.
I think it would be Mexican or it would be American food, one of the two, because I do greatly like a cheeseburger, and I'm a huge fan of Mexican food. So one of those two.
I love all Asian food.
What would you consider, when do you consider TCB a success? By what measure would you consider the show a success?
I mean, we made it to 100. That's boom.
I think it's kind of like a bunch of small victories. Yes. Yeah, we're climbing out.
Climbing the mountain.
Who's listening to us? I don't know, but we're keep on making content.
Yes.
I think, you know, I have this vision in my head that we do some live shows.
Yeah.
And I think that would be, to me, that would...
In person.
Yeah, if people actually came out to see them, I can see us renting out a theater. And like six people show up and it's the ushers. Hey, everybody!
Welcome!
Woo!
And now, straight from Atlanta, Georgia, that's to you, it's Chrissy and Brian from the commercial break!
Yes.
Thank you. And thank you. Best to you.
You, the only one in the audience.
Thank you very much.
Best to you.
You can actually turn around and look at it. Oh, you're the usher. I'm sorry. Best to you.
What time does wine spread come on?
I don't think they're playing tonight.
Is this Memfo?
Fucking Ticketmaster application. I thought you said Widespread was going to be here.
I think if we did some live shows, I think that'd be cool.
That would be. Yes.
I certainly think if we had a big production house that asked us to do this show on their behalf,
right?
That'd
Maybe
be cool.
It's when we get our own studio. Like our out of studio.
Yeah, when we get out of my house.
Yeah, out of home studio.
When we get out of my child's bedroom. I think my daughter's also going to consider this show a success at that point, too. Maybe they'll finally be proud of me. If someone's being a smartass, do you watch 90 Day Fiancé and should be a part of the show? Go fuck yourself. Smartass. Okay, and when did you start calling Chrissy Hoadley and why?
Oh, that's been...
That's easy.
But from the get-go.
From the get-go. From the beginning. Chrissy...
We had our names on the outside of the of our cubes. You had an actual office with a door because you were a big shop manager.
I was a big wig. That's right.
Yeah. You were a big wig. That's right.
They said, in lieu of payment, we're going to give you an office.
I had a cube. The sales team had a cube. Had cubes. And we had our names out there, and you just, it said Chrissy Hoadley, and you just started calling me Hoadley.
I don't know why my ex-wife and I at the time were bringing stuff into my office, like making it more homey, like a fern, you know, the shit that, a fern.
Between the two
that
ferns.
Poor fern, I don't think I ever watered it. I actually think it's still in my house somewhere, I'm not sure. It's in a closet or in the attic. But, you know, we were bringing stuff in on a Saturday afternoon, and every time I had to walk by Chrissy Hoadley's little cube.
Yeah, I was on the main road.
Yeah, you were on the main road. Main she was like center street where all the managers could scream and yell directly at her.
Hoadley!
11:30 is not a time to come in the office. I was at a meeting. Which meeting? Budweiser?
I was out seeing clients.
I was out seeing clients. Which clients? Let's see. I went to the dry cleaner, to the bar, Domino's Pizza. Brian was there. He knows. Uh-huh. We did. We had, we went and saw Bud Light twice. Jesus Christ. Don Julio. I'm going to go throw up. I'll be right back. Does anybody have a toothbrush I can use? I have a meeting with the president.
I think I did. Yes. You had a toothbrush one time. I went and bought one of those little disposable ones.
You did. Yeah, you had them. And you
it
were,
had the pre-done toothpaste in
that's
it.
That's right.
I was like, here, Brian.
Here, you need this. Yeah, that's how I started calling her Hoadley. Mm-hmm. I walked by a million times. I actually started a song, Hoadley Doadley. Yeah, I said Hoadley Doadley, and then I referred to it. And then everybody in the entire office started calling her
Hoadley.
I had
a brand new manager, and she just automatically was like, Hoadley. Hoadley.
Yep, everyone called
her Hoadley. I've never been called by my last name in my entire life until I met Brian.
I started a trend, and here it is, still living today on the commercial. So hundreds of thousands of people now think of you probably as Hoadley.
Dodley.
Okay, Hoadley Doadley. Okay, here's the last one, and then I want to get to a game that we're going to play. Okay. The question is directed at me. What made you go from a crazy mushroom-taking father? I didn't take that many mushrooms. It was mainly acid.
Mushroom-taking
father. It was mainly acid, cocaine, and ayahuasca. To a straight-laced father. Well, you said it in the sentence. A father. That's what made me... Yeah, listen... I have nothing against any, and I'm not sober 100%. I don't go to AA meetings. Not that I probably shouldn't at this point, but I have children. I have children, and
it's too hard.
It's too hard. It's too difficult.
Yeah, they don't know what's going on, and they're still waking up at 6 a.m.
That's right. I have a friend who...
If you're just going to bed at 6 a.m., it's kind of hard to parent.
Yeah. I mean, and like 6 a.m., sometimes I wouldn't go to bed until like 6 a.m. the following day.
Right.
So I'd be like, you know, hour number 72. Yeah, I'd play right through. That's right.
Yeah.
You cannot be a great parent when you're 12 Budweiser's in. No. I just don't think so, right? Yeah. And I know some parents who raised children earlier on in their life, like they were in their early 20s when they started to have children, and they managed to accomplish it with the help of an incredibly understanding and supportive
family
and spouse. That's the only way they got through it, because they were fuck up of the epic. But the other person on the other end was incredibly supportive.
Yes.
Not that Astrid wouldn't be. I just think she may have married me. Part of the reason why she may have married me is go, oh, this guy can be a responsible father.
Right.
Okay. We'll get to more questions
she was
later.
Taking
thanks
a big
for writing
leap
in.
With that.
Oh yeah, she's still in between the ledges. She's like, I don't know if I'm gonna make it all the way over. Okay, thank you guys for writing in. Write more questions at 661-BEST-TO-YOU. Send that over to us, and in a future episode, we will answer more questions, but I wanted to make sure I got to a game. Okay, here's the production staff put together a game for us. They put together what they're calling the Do You Know Your TCB?
Okay.
100 episodes
and
in.
And this is Do We Know?
Do We Know TCB? Do We Know Our TCB?
Ooh.
There's 25 questions
in
this little thing.
Yeah.
After 100 episodes, I don't even remember what we talked about last episode, to be honest with you. I really don't.
Did we air that episode?
Probably not. Okay. Yeah.
Woo!
How well do you know your commercial break? How well do you know it? We'll find out.
Best to you.
All right, here we go. Ready?
Yeah.
100 episodes in, 25 questions about these 100 episodes.
Okay.
Or about each other, I think is how it goes. I actually don't know. I haven't had a chance to read these questions.
Okay.
I didn't cheat. Not one bit. They put them in the bowl. Our production staff got it together. Gustavo, Ale, Astrid, with some help from some additional people. So here you go. I'll take the first one.
Okay.
The question is multiple choice, and the answer is on the back. Okay. So I guess what we'll do is we'll ask the question and maybe we can both together figure if we can figure out the answer.
Okay.
Some of these are harder than others. I do know that. They went from easy, medium, and then hard. Okay. Until when is it appropriate to say Happy New Year?
Oh.
Is it A, first week of January?
Choice.
It's multiple choice. Okay. Is it B, all year long? Is it C, the end of January? Or is it D, Valentine's Day? How long should you be saying Happy New Year?
Well, wait. None of those include what we actually did.
We're just saying how long is it appropriate.
Oh, okay. We may have said this before.
Yes.
And I said, I thought it was all through January.
All through January is Chrissy's answer. I'm going to say until Valentine's Day is what we actually said.
Okay.
Okay? Give me your example.
Okay.
And the answer is A. Hodley is correct about that one. Very good, Hodley. Okay. All right, so that's giving an example of the questions. Now let's get right into it. That was the example question.
Oh, okay.
What was the name of the first TCB short clip on YouTube?
Oh.
Oh, God, I have no fucking clue. Oh, actually, I think I do know this because I spent so much time on it. It was so bad. And it still gets a lot of views. And I'm like, why are people watching this?
I don't know.
A, Sunday Morning Swingers Club. B, Brian Tells Hoadley Yet Another Story. C, Gas Station Shenanigans. Or D, Late People.
I think all of these are
a clip name, actually.
Yeah, they are.
But the very first one. Let me give you the story. I realize.
I'm going with Gas Station, by the way.
I'm going to say that Brian Tells Hoadley Another Story. Okay. That's my guess, okay?
Okay.
Here's the story about this clip.
Here's a story about the story.
It's kind of funny, actually. I just said, here's the story about the story clip. When we put out a couple of YouTube videos, and we were excited about this. We were like, wow, we could be on YouTube. You know, that's a thing we should have been doing since the beginning. But it took us a while to get up the courage and figure it all out.
And the lighting.
Yeah, and the lighting.
Whatever.
Yeah, actual YouTube account. It took us everything. And I remember I was on vacation at the time, and I was trying to cut up a clip, and I kept getting rejected by YouTube. They wouldn't put the clip out there for some reason or another. I don't understand why. So I was constantly in communication with YouTube about this clip. And what was funny is that the lady kept on responding that she can't say dick in the first 30 seconds. And what I was doing is I was saying that this video is made for children. And she's like, you can't say dick in the first 30 seconds. And I'm like, why? And finally she was like, because it's for children. And I'm like, what about that clip do you think is for children?
Oh, so you had it marked?
I had it marked for children, yeah.
For children.
This content is appropriate for children. I learned my lesson quickly. You can't say dick in the first 30 seconds. But feel free to, you know, cock and balls it all over the place for the kids after
swing
the first
it around.
30. That's right. My mad vagina sitting on someone's cock. Okay. Sunday Morning Swingers Club. Brian Tells Hoadley Another Story. Overnight Gas Station Shenanigans or Late People. Hoadley says it's overnight.
Overnight Gas Station.
I'm saying that it's late. It has a story. Brian Tells Hoadley Yet Another Story.
Okay.
The answer is B.
Which one was that?
That's another story.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You're like, which one is that? Try and keep up with it. I like this game. It's fun. Okay. What does Brian like to do that his wife doesn't give a fuck about? Everything.
Everything. I was about to say.
Breathing.
What?
Existing.
What are the choices?
Golf, A. Okay. B, watch My Big Fat American Gypsy Wedding. C, the commercial break. Or D, all of the above.
Oh. I don't know. I think she gives a fuck about the commercial
I think she gives
break.
A fuck about the commercial
yeah,
break.
Yeah, so that one's out.
Or she's acting.
Process of elimination here. I might have to say the Gypsy Wedding.
You think it's Gypsy Wedding? Mm. I know she doesn't like that show. So I'm going to say Gypsy Wedding 2.
That's B, right?
That's B. The answer is D. She doesn't give a fuck about any of it. Ah!
Well.
Well, you've been putting the shine on Astrid for a long time. Taking that executive producer credit away from you. And I'm giving it to Nico, who's not even breathing. By the way,
he
Nico
really
continues to rot directly in front of our eyeballs.
Somebody, I was talking to somebody. They said, "Is Nico really real?" And I said, "Yes,
oh, yes, he is. Yes. Nico is
he
real."
Is. Every time I go to pet him, I smell
you're like,
him.
Oh my god!
Nico continues to rot.
The other day, I was down on the floor playing with my daughter in the kitchen, and Nico was like stumbling down the hallway. I don't know why. He's just like stumbling down the hallway. And as he was stumbling, just shit was dropping out the back of his ass. And I'm like, Nico, Nico, Nico. And he runs into my daughter's room. He gets scared and he starts rubbing his ass along the.
Oh,
and I'm like, oh,
no.
Nico.
Nico.
Oh, Nico. Just go ahead and transition. What are we doing? Why are we waiting so long?
He speaks to the dead.
Yeah. What hell are you putting me through? By the way, Astrid, I'm on to you now. Okay, here's another one. Ready?
Yes.
Which popular TV show has Oscar Aydin, guest Oscar Aydin, never watched? Is it A, Friends, B, Project Runway, C, Sex and the City, or D, Golden Girls?
It's Sex and the City.
It's Sex and the
City.
I remember
this.
I know this one for sure.
Yes.
It's Oscar Aydin. And if you haven't listened to the Oscar Aydin episode, go listen to the Oscar Aydin episode.
Did we air that?
We did. We
okay,
did.
Okay.
Yeah. We actually liked Oscar. So
we love Oscar. Yeah.
The correct answer is C, Golden Girls. Yes.
Golden Girls? No, it was Sex and the City.
Sex and the City. I'm sorry. Yeah. Sex and the City. He's never watched Sex and the City. He loved Golden Girls. He never watched. Yeah. Oscar is a proud gay man, and we thought it strange. We actually thought it strange that a human being living in the United States of a certain age had never watched at least one episode of Sex and the City.
Yeah.
Even
and he lives
I
in New York.
Watched a Sex and the City. And he lives in New York.
Yeah.
I've watched Sex and the City.
I loved that show.
And never mind. I'm just going to leave it at that. Nico! Who is the international man of mystery?
Oh.
Is it A, William? B, Oscar Aydin? Is it C, Henry Fonda? Or is it D, Gustavo?
Oh, I think it's Gustavo.
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 Gustavo. Gustavo.
Gustavo. Gustavo.
Gustavo, international That's man right. of mystery. I want to let you know about Gustavo. Gustavo's staying at my house currently.
Yes.
He's here at my house. Last night, him and his girlfriend watched a marathon of High School Fucking Musical.
Oh.
1, 2, and 3.
Mm.
I was having a hard time getting through 3 minutes of that fucking movie. I mean, and I like, what's his name? Zac Efron?
Yeah.
I like Zac Efron.
Yeah, no, he's supposed to be on our show.
He's supposed to be on our show, but we just keep on ignoring his phone calls.
Yeah.
My voicemail's full. Sorry, buddy. That is some of the worst movie making I've ever seen in my entire life.
I never
Have you seen it?
It?
Mm-mm. No? Yeah, you're too old for that, though, I think.
Mempho.
Mempho. You're too old for that shit. Mempho. I'm just here to see widespread. Mempho. Memfo, we marked Shakedown Street for you. Memfo. Memfo, your car's here somewhere.
Yep.
Memfo, throw up. It'll make you feel better. Complete the phrase from episode 13. Better to be good than better to be great. Good to be better. To be mediocre. Or to be the last one.
Wait. Okay, so.
Complete the phrase from episode number 13.
Oh, God.
Did Brian 13? Say, it's better to be good than better to be great? It's better to be good than good to be better? It's better to be great than to be mediocre? Or it's better to be great than to be the last one?
I'm going
one?
B, good to be better.
I think you're right about this. I think that it is. Brian said, it's better to be good than good to be better.
Yes.
I think that's the episode where I talked about flying an airplane without a flight plan.
That's right.
We don't need no stinking flight plan.
Wait, what was the answer?
The answer was B.
It was.
We were both right. Yep.
Okay,
Rachel McGrath confessed on the show that she loves men with long hair and that A, smell good, B, look dirty but smell good, C, have a big checking account, or D, have a large cock.
I know this for sure. She likes men that look dirty but smell good
and additionally have a large cock.
Yes, that's a good... That's a good addition.
Rachel McGrath is a good friend of ours that showed up in a few of the first episodes, and we're going to have her back soon.
Yes.
She showed up in a few of our first episodes, and she is a constant, consummate bachelorette. She's always out there on the prowl, you know, finding men and hooking up and on the dating apps. She's that girl. She's that single friend of ours that we go to for advice about single people, because now we're just old and we don't know anything about that anymore.
Any of the apps.
And she likes big dick and dirty and smelling good. Am I right about that? The answer is B. These are too easy, guys.
Wow. We do know our TCB.
We know
do
our new TCB. Well, we created it. So. Memfo, we don't remember either. Memfo, don't take the brown acid. Memfo, there's a drug testing station down the street. Are they going to have one of those drug testers at Memfo?
drug testers or the COVID testers?
No, the drug testers. COVID testers. I know they're going to have COVID testers. Are they going to have drug testers?
No.
No?
Why don't they do drug that? Testing?
You don't know about that?
No.
Like at Bonnaroo and stuff, they have the drug testers, the not-for-profit
people volunteer. Who come.
Yeah, and they bring all their kits, and they'll test your drugs for you.
Oh.
So if you buy cocaine, they'll test your cocaine. They'll tell you how... This shit's really good. Memfo. Brian's the drug tester. Come on by the TCB tent in front of the Lexus stage, and I'll test your drugs for you. No problem. Woo! Not sure what that is, but it is good. You're over there.
I'm picturing people going up to you saying, can you test my drugs? And you just pop them. And
can you test my drugs?
I don't feel anything.
Already did. Give me 15 minutes. I'll call you in a minute. Can I have my drugs back? No, you cannot.
I hate them.
You should have had more than one. That's the deal. Make sure this is not the last of your drugs. Says it right on the tent. Woo! I can just see me by the end of the night like, ooh. What do you want me to test? Ecstasy. I don't know. I've already had a couple of those. Do you have any cocaine? What about some mushrooms?
That'll counterbalance.
I thought this was the drug testing station, man. It was for the first hour. Now I'm just trying to get straight again. Just trying to figure out where my car is. Which episodes? In which episodes was there no cussing whatsoever?
Oh.
Wow. This is a deep research question.
That is deep research.
Was it 1 in 22? That's letter A. Was it 1 in 22?
Mm-hmm.
Was it B, number 10? Number 10. Was it C, number 4, 22, and 75? I know that's not true.
No.
Or was it D, it doesn't exist?
It doesn't exist.
I'm going to say it doesn't exist. There's no way.
Yeah. I think we've been cousins since the get-go.
The answer is D. There's no way. There's no way we went one whole fucking episode without cussing.
Ken was trying to be sneaky.
Yeah.
There's one.
There's an anomaly. That episode didn't air either, just to let you know. What is the first name of the first episode of season number 2, which is episode number 42? Is it My Changing Body, Our Changing Bodies? I'd like to talk to you about your changing bodies.
Yes.
Is it C, Our Changing Bodies, or no, Our Changing Buddies, or is it D, Your Changing Bodies?
I think I'm going to go with Our Changing Bodies.
I think it's Your Changing Bodies.
Your Changing Bodies.
I think it's Your Changing. I name the episodes. I just know how I speak, and I think it's Your Changing Bodies.
Your Changing Bodies.
No, you were correct. It's Our Changing Bodies. Look at that. Go Hoadley. All right. I think this is one we did not answer, both of us, correctly. I want to talk to you about Changing Bodies. There is an outtake that's out there where Chrissy and I were doing what were we doing?
For what? For that show?
Yeah, we were doing something for a show. Like, we were doing a cross-promotion for a show. Uh-huh. Chrissy and I did a cross-promotion for a show, and it's an outtake on YouTube, and maybe I'll put it up on the website, or I'll send it on Instagram. And Chrissy and I are at the end of a long day. We've recorded, like, 3 episodes, 2 of which will never air, and we know it, so we've just wasted 2.5 hours of our life. Like, we do sometimes, and we know it.
Brian's like, come on, Chrissy, give me one more.
Give me one more.
Give me one more.
Come on, baby. Ride one more home. We need just 1 hour of content I can air. I'm so fucking picky. At first, they tried to argue with me, my wife and Chrissy. They'd be like, no, it's great. It's really good. Fine. And then I'd be like, it's not. We're not going to air it. I think they've learned just to, whatever.
Yep.
Let him just have his fun. It. Yeah. Chrissy and I, after a long day, and I remember this is around Christmas time last year, and we were asked to do a cross promotion, so we need like a 30-second explanation about the commercial break. So I was like, "Hi,
I'm Brian Green.
I'm Brian Green,
I'm a father. Son,
father, alcoholic." Hi, I'm Brian Green. I'm here to talk to you about your changing body.
That's where we're getting the reviews from. Yeah. Very informative.
Very informative. Hi, I'm Brian Green. I'm here to give you today's news and tomorrow's weather without bias. Who was the first guest on the show and which episode was it?
Wait, did we ever answer the last question?
We did. Yeah. It was the one, Our Changing Bodies.
It was?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who was the first guest on the show, and which episode was it? Was it A, Rachel McGrath on episode number 7, Mushroom Magnum PI?
I remember that one, and I love that. That's a good title.
Yeah, Mushroom Magnum PI. Was it Jeff Bransford on episode number 9, It's Sunday, Spare Me the BS? That's a good one, too.
Right. Jeff and I were hung out.
Yeah. Was it C, Jeff Bransford, episode number 8, Two Live Rue?
Oh.
Or was it Rachel McGrath, episode number 10, on Gas Station Girl? Gas Station Girl. I think
it might have been Gas Station Girl.
I think it's Gas Station Girl.
Yeah, because you were talking about how you heard her in the gas station.
Yes, I heard her in the gas station in South Georgia.
She's on the radio.
She was like, welcome to WXTP7, the voice of our Lord. And I was like, they're Rachel. What are you talking about?
That's right.
And how do people manage to get shit up on the ceiling? Who poops like that? Do they walk in and just bend directly over? I'm just gonna let it fly.
There's no toilet paper in here, so
I just see some big old trucker walking in and just laying flat on the ground and being like, well,
there it is.
There's no one in the cab with me. What do I care? I kind of like my own stink, if you ask me.
I think it's Gas Station
Girl, episode number 10.
Yes.
No, it's not. It's Jeff Bransford, episode number 8, Two Live Rue.
Two Live Rue.
I remember the episode, but I thought Rachel was first.
I did too.
Wow.
Two Live Rue.
Two Live Rue. That was a good one too. You want an interesting story? Go back to that episode. Talk about how Jeff went to jail for Two Live Crew.
Yes.
What was Chrissy referring to when she said, maybe it's the pandemic's version of a swingers party? Listening to a podcast while having sex, Zoom calls with friends, sexting, or hotline sessions?
Oh, I'm going to go listening to a podcast while having sex.
I'm going to say Zoom call with friends.
Okay.
Okay. it's neither. Oh, yeah, no, it is. Listening to a podcast while having sex. Yeah, you're right.
And I remember this because you...
I don't remember this, actually.
Yeah, I remember us talking about this because you said that you got some statistics back and a lot of people listened to us while they were sleeping or having sex.
While they were sleeping.
We were like, having sex. People listen to us while they're having sex. The swingers.
Where did I get those statistics, by the way?
Hell, I have no idea.
Oh, that's right. I learned that a lot of people listen to podcasts to fall asleep
to.
Yeah, and I was sure that the commercial break fell into that.
But also it was up there of having sex.
Yeah. Waffle House. Take a nap. We don't care. Waffle House, please don't play another Kid Rock song. Kid Rock is awful.
Oh, my God, yeah.
In which event did Brian's roommate try and sell drugs? Was it the World Cup, the Masters, the Super Bowl, or the Olympic Games in Atlanta in 1996?
I'm going Masters.
It was the Masters.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember. I lived it.
Yeah. I remember you talking about that.
Here's the story for those of you that don't know. I'll tell you really quickly. My roommate, who was an absolute bully to everybody around him. He was a big Irish guy, and he would make fun of you. He would push you around. He would beat you up. He didn't give a shit.
You suck.
Yeah,
just kidding.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Yeah, just kidding, Brian. I love you, man. Don't worry about it. Hey, your girlfriend has no tits. She's standing right here. Nah, I'm just kidding. She's got great tits. They're small, but they're great. I mean, small like you can't see them, but you know, they're great. How does a guy like you get the pussy like that? Are you guys going back to the room to fuck? Because last time, Brian lasted about 7 minutes. We listened.
Just kidding.
Yeah, I'm just kidding. He's got a big dick. Not really. That's me. I got a big dick. You want to see it? Yeah, let me show it to you. By the way, I just got this dog. It's a fucking piece of shit dog. Go on, Punky Brewster, or whatever your name is. Sit out on the porch for a couple days. That'll teach you. That'll teach you to shit in the house. Anyway, he was an asshole.
Yeah.
His name was, I can't remember his name at this point, Clint or Chance or something, some dick name.
Chance.
One of those names, Vance, Chance, something like that. He was a dick. And he decided that he was going to go to the Masters with, well, I forget what it was, 27 hits of ecstasy on him in his sock. And not only was he going to go
who's taking ecstasy at the Masters anyway?
Fucking asshole. Clint was his name. I think it was Clint. Clinton? I can't remember. Anyway.
Yeah.
He went to the Masters with 27 hits of ecstasy in his fucking sock. He probably would have gotten away with it had he not taken some ecstasy before he got to the front gate and decided to get into a fight with the security guard. Then he got arrested for the 27 hits. He got charged with, you know, whatever, with an intent to sell and all this other stuff. And additionally, he had warrants out for his arrest. So the guy then spent the next couple of months in jail. And he called me on bended knee because he had a dog that needed taken care of. And we were all supposed to move out of that house a month later. And he was like, I need you to help me move the shit out of the house, please. And I was like, you know what, man? Go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Schrodinger's revenge, or whatever they call it, Schrodinger fraud.
You said an Irish goodbye.
I said an Irish goodbye. I said, sure, I'll be happy to do that, and I never did a thing. I did take care of the dog, though. I got the dog off to a good place.
Good.
It was the Masters.
The country.
It was the Masters, and it is the Masters. Yeah, got him out of the country.
Now you can put him in the country.
Yeah, Clint will never fuck with you again. Oh, I did. I sent him off to a farm.
Yeah.
The happy farm in the sky.
Right.
What was the first episode that was broadcast on YouTube? Was it 21, The Scream of a Dean? Was it 23, They Called Me the Hoadley? Was it 22, Dry Hump Day? Or was it 20? Give me a Bozgalo.
Give me a Bozgalo?
A Bozgalo. Give me a Bozgalo.
A Bozgalo. Wait, read them one more time.
The Scream of a Dean, which was 21. 23, They Called Me the Hoadly. 22, Dry Hump Day. Or D, Give Me a Bozgalo.
I'm going to go with the 23, They Call Me the Hoadly.
I think it was Dry Hump Day. I think that's what it was. Because I remember being in here recording that episode. It's C, Dry Hump Day.
Dry
I was
hump
right.
Day.
Yeah.
You got it.
I remember that was the first Good time job. We were in the was the first time we were in the studio together.
So 23 is when we first started doing the YouTube.
Yeah, we first started, but we first started publishing the videos for YouTube.
Okay.
On 22. What was the first episode you both recorded in the TCB porn studio?
So, yes. Ah. Well, that's what I was thinking. Were we putting stuff on YouTube before we were
Yeah,
together?
We were. I think we were actually screenshotting the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, the first episode that I recorded in the TCB porn studio was... It was a one-man act. It was a one-man play. It was called Whack This Way. And... kind of a pun on Walk This Way.
Right, right.
It's called Whack This Way.
Whack This Way.
It's a 30-second masterpiece.
Okay. That was your first, but they're talking about
the two together.
Of us.
Oh, together. Oh, together. Oh. Number 34, number 29, number 33, or number 31. I think it was in the late 20s.
Okay.
Because we would have been 6 months in. You're saying early 30s?
Yeah.
So you want to go 31 or 33?
31.
Okay, I'm saying 29. You're saying 31. The answer is 31.
31.
Look at that. Nice work. Look at you knowing your TCB shit.
That's right.
Okay. How many guests have you had on the show? Aired episodes.
Aired. Yeah.
Aired episodes. Well, not many. Is it 6, 8? 9 or 5?
I'm gonna go 8.
I'm gonna say 6. I don't even think it's that many. Okay. I don't think we've had 6. Let's see. Let's go back through it.
Well,
we've had Rachel.
Rachel and Jeff.
And Jeff. We had Dr. Sin.
Dr. Sin.
We had Oscar. We had that lady from Married at First Sight, Michelle.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
We had Married at First Sight lady. And then,
I know. I think you're right. I'm going 6 as well.
And then Jeff Dwoskin, I think, was one.
Okay.
So I'm saying 6.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Six.
As well.
The answer is A, 6. That's right. Okay. Good job. All right.
Yep.
Now, how many guests have we actually had in the studio or
it's
on?
It's way more.
It's probably close to 15.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm sorry. Just didn't work out.
Technical difficulties.
What was the name of the governor's assistant for the bit in episode number 3? The Brian Kemp bit.
I remember that.
Was it Missy... Misha, Minnie, or Misty?
I'm going Misty.
Yeah,
Misty. Because
Missy is my brother's girlfriend, and I don't think I would have used her name in a
Misty.
Bit like that. Misty.
Yeah.
It's Misty. Wow.
Misty!
We are killing this. We've only gotten a few wrong. Maybe one.
Yeah.
What would be the name of the show if it wasn't called TCB? Would it be called 50 Shades of Green, The Great Middle Way, Sausage Party, or My Big Fat Fabulous Podcast?
These are all really funny.
These are good.
I don't know. My Big Fat Fabulous Podcast?
I actually know this answer because I know what I had said I would call it if I didn't call it the commercial break, and I would call it The Great Middle Way.
Don't ask.
It's a stupid It's a stupid name, and that's why we didn't use it.
Said that, I was like, that's definitely not it.
You're like, that's for sure not it. Yep, that's it. Memfo. You're stupid. According to what Brian said on episode number 16, it is appropriate to send 30 to 50 text messages to somebody only if you need someone to do you a favor, A. B, if you're texting your therapist and sharing what you are feeling. C, you're breaking up with them. Or D, you have an emergency. Episode number 16. God.
What was the first one again?
You need someone to do you a favor.
Maybe that one.
I think it's if you break up with somebody. I think that's it.
Yeah.
Okay. The answer is C, if you're breaking up with them. Yes.
Yeah.
And I only mean that I've only, I don't, yeah, I've been through that experience, 30 to 50 text messages. Don't do it. It's not okay. You know, here's the thing. I understand that when you're breaking up with someone, it can be a very emotional thing.
Yeah,
right? But I have a piece of advice in my older age. Don't do the 30 to 50 text messages.
No.
It just looks desperate.
Yeah.
It's putting you in a position that's uncomfortable. It's putting them in a position of power. They know that you're just hurting them. And it solves no issues whatsoever. That's the most important thing. It doesn't move the ball forward in any way, shape, or form. You know what you do? You rest. You relax. You meditate. You hire a prostitute. You get it out of your system.
There you go.
That goes for men and women.
There you go.
Sex work is work. I'm just going to say that. When did you start saying best to you? Oh, episode number 40, episode number 67, episode number 75, or episode number 53? I think it's 67.
I was going to say 67,
yeah,
too.
I think we're about 33 episodes in on this.
Could be 50-something, though. But
you think it's 53?
I don't know.
That would have been really early on in season number 67. Number
67.
67.
Okay, let's go
That's,
with that.
That's B. It's B, episode number 67.
Whee!
Okay, a couple more.
Yeah.
Here we go. How do you know your TCB, or do you know your TCB? What is the name of the dating app that Henry Fonda likes?
Oh.
P Harmony. Mumble.
It's P Harmony. I remember it.
It's P Harmony. It's P Harmony. Thanks, guys.
It's a funny show.
Henry Fonda is definitely making an appearance here soon.
Mm-hmm.
When did the first episode of the commercial break air? Publish April 16th, April 15th, April 13th, or April 14th of 2020?
Oh, my God. Splitting hairs.
I think I know this. I think it's April 15th, 2020.
Okay. Tax day?
Tax day. Well, I'm not doing my taxes. Might as well start a podcast. I'm not worried about the tax
man.
It's C. It's April 15th, 2020.
Right.
Look at that. Okay.
All right, last one.
Last one. Here we go. What does it mean to be a brony? Is it a man that loves brownies? A man that is...
I wish.
A man that is fan of My Little Pony? A gay brother? Or someone who doesn't want to get a COVID vaccine?
Brother.
A gay brother? What's up, brony? How's that boyfriend of yours? How y'all doing? Memfo, it's okay to be gay.
What's up, brother? I mean, brony.
Memfo, bring your gay brother.
Oh, man, he likes brownies. No, I know it's the My Little Pony.
Of course it's My Little Pony. That's just a well-known one. That was an easy one.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. All right. So I think we did 25,
Good
and I
job.
Think we got 23 of them correct. Either one of us got 23 correct. That was that was good. You know, I like thinking back on this now, it really doesn't seem like we've been doing that much time because this all seems very fresh in my head.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think I struggled to remember one of these things.
Right. You remember trauma.
Yeah. It comes back to you like that. Yep, yep, yep. Yay.
Well, it's been really fun.
It has been fun.
And we're going to continue on with the celebration.
We're going to continue on with the celebration.
Next week.
On to next week. We're going on Friday.
Yep. Live on Fireside.
Yeah, if you're catching this, well, I mean, you're probably not catching this, right?
Well, if you're catching this on Friday, we will be live at 3:30? Is that right?
Yeah, 3:33 is when we always go
3:33
live.
3:33 of Friday.
Friday, September 3rd. So if you're catching this in the morning and you want to get us on Fireside, go ahead and do that. Otherwise, you know, we'll actually release that episode.
We'll
go back and release that episode. Here's what I want to let you know. We are going to be at Menfo 2021. Yes, it's still going on. October 1st through 3rd. Go to menfofest.com to get your tickets. If you're going to be there, you must let us know. Dial us up at 661-BEST-2-U. That's the word best. The number two, the word you. Best to you. You can text that line directly. You can leave us a voicemail there if you'd like to.
I've started saying best to you all the time now.
Oh, I say
in
it all
my
the
everyday
time.
Life.
Yeah, I have friends that say it back
like,
to me
best
too.
To you.
Best to you, best brother.
To you.
Yeah.
Brony?
And, hey, best what's up, Brony? Best to you, Brony. How's that gay going? It's going great. Thanks for asking. Another thing that I want to let you know is that if you use one of the products or services that our sponsors are selling on this show, remember, we'll never air a sponsorship that we wouldn't use ourselves or don't recommend or use ourselves. If you would like, we are making a limited edition sticker, a bumper sticker, a TCB bumper sticker. And we're going to make these every month or two. We're going to make a new one by a new artist with new art for the commercial break. If you would like one of those stickers, leave a comment or a review on YouTube or Instagram and or send us a picture of you with one of our sponsors' products. Mm-hmm. And then we'll send you a sticker. It's limited edition. We're only going to run, you know, a couple hundred of these. Yeah, get out. That's right. Get out your sticker pads.
Get ready.
Remember, we used to have the sticker pads? Oh, God, I used to collect those stickers.
Yeah, me too.
Well, what was I thinking? Actually, the sticker collection was probably better than the Dick Tracy collection. It's probably worth more.
The Dick Tracy.
Oh, the old Dick Tracy collection. But anyway, we're going to be giving away these stickers, and we'll be at Memfo giving away the very first sticker. So make sure that you know, dial up that Memfo if you're going to be there. Okay. Yes. Go to tcbpodcast.com, find all the show notes. Read more about Chrissy and I, listen to all the audio, watch all the video. You can go to Instagram at The Commercial Break and youtube.com/The Commercial Break. Subscribe, like, rate, review. Do it is what everybody else does. I don't know. You know what to do. Just help us out. Yeah. If you're so inclined, take a few minutes and do it. And we'll send you a sticker for it. Just that easy.
Yeah.
It's just that easy. We'd like to thank CastBox for partnering with us to get us to Menfo and allow us to record that. And, of course, the ever-loving and wonderful Jeff Hoadley.
Jeff Hoadley.
He hates that. Episode number 100 is in the can. What can I say? Woohoo! We did it.
We did.
What's next?
I think that's it.
200. Until we're going for 200.
Fireside.
Until Fireside on Friday. Yes. That's right. But I mean, what's next?
Like,
what is the next? What is the next big celebratory
Madison
number?
Madison Square Garden.
Number 200 in Madison Square Garden.
Yes.
Waffle House on Fulton Industrial Park.
Exactly. Or Waffle House.
The Center for Puppetry Arts in Johnson City, Tennessee. Yes. Hi, kids. We'd like to welcome The Commercial Break. They told us they're a very wonderful puppet
troupe. What's up with you, Dick?
Hey, what's up, dude?
You can't
what's
say
up,
Dick.
Brony? You can't say Dick. Say it. I'm going to show it. Remember, be a shower, not a grower. All right, what else? That's all we can do today.
All,
thanks to Gustavo, Ale, and Astrid, Allison, Will, Reagan, everybody who supported us all along the way. We appreciate it.
Roxanne.
I'm saying this as if we're never going to do another episode. But
it's been great.
It's been great. What else can we do today? Nothing. No. So I'll say I love you.
I love you.
Best to you.
Best to you.
And best to you out there in the podcast audience. And until 101, we will say bye.
Bye.
The Commercial Break. New episodes on Tuesdays and now Fridays. New YouTube clips drop daily at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Visit tcbpodcast.com for access to our entire media library. Follow us at The Commercial Break on Instagram. Each episode is written and produced by Brian Green, co-hosted by Chrissy Hoadley, with additional content provided by Tina Connell.